What's that? You woke up. You went under your tree, right? Preferably a fake or a real one, right? I'm more of a fake tree guy. I don't know if you're a fake tree. Or
preferably? Is there a different kind of tree?
Yeah.
There's a fake one and there's a real one. Is there a third type?
Yeah, it's just a person standing there like T-posing. You look under your tree, right? And you see lots of presents, lots of amazing wrapped gifts. But you also realize something is playing on your TV already. Today's episode of the Nerd Slice podcast, a very special Christmas episode just for you. Sing him a song, Tono.
Feliz Navidad.
And that's where we'll stop so we don't get copyrighted. Welcome back, guys. It is...
What's up, guys? I have a new mug.
He does have a new mug.
It says Tono.
It says Tono.
And it has a...
What was the last time I went to
say?
Is
that an ass?
Yeah, because you're an ass.
Cheers to that.
Did you just realize why we picked it?
Merry Christmas, everyone.
No, we actually just thought, like...
It looked Bojack Horseman,
no,
yes.
No, honestly, it just... You didn't match any of the other ones.
That's fair.
So we were like, no, this one gives us...
This one gives you serving Tono.
Welcome back, guys. Merry Christmas.
What's up, everyone?
Feliz Navidad. I don't know how else to say Christmas in other languages.
Melakalikimaka.
How do you say it in French? Merry Christmas.
Bon.
I'm gonna look
no,
it up.
Bone is good.
Bone is good? Bone apple tea?
So, this is a special episode.
I want you to know that this is the last thing I looked up on my phone. Just possums.
This is a special Christmas episode because...
This is also the very first Christmas episode.
Yes, it is.
If you want to be logistical.
Well, technically, yes.
Technically speaking.
Because I thought, what better way to... have your Christmas traditions by starting one new with the Nerd Slice podcast.
Joyeux Noël. Joyeux Noël. That means Merry Christmas in French. I did extensive research. Merry Christmas, everyone. Hope you guys are having a wonderful morning, night, whenever you are listening to this. If you're listening to this the day after Christmas, hope you had a great Christmas. If you're listening to this a week later, I don't know why it took you so long. If this is your first time listening and you're listening to this episode like 3 months from now, very really strange place to start, but welcome.
I mean, what if they listen to like one of our future episodes? And they're like, you know, I'm going to go back and listen to the entire catalog. We really appreciate you for
that.
You
know why I wore this?
No, I don't know why you wore this.
Because it has lights in it, and I know that I light
you
up.
You need to dry clean.
I light up your day. You can't dry clean it. It has lights.
Oh, that's true. You need to something.
Why?
One of these Santas is not looking good.
Well,
this one right here, look at him. He has some chocolate on his beard.
Oh my God, he got chocolate.
So everybody knows
chocolate.
That I did not plan this episode. So what
chocolate.
Are we doing today?
Chocolate.
Oh God.
We're doing one of those. We're going to be talking about some Christmas stuff. First off, I want to say Merry Christmas to you. I'm glad
Merry Christmas to you.
I'm glad that Santa returned you after I
beat the fuck out of him.
Yeah. And then, you know, we're here. I'm also trying to curse less, so I'm going to do a counter. So right here, editor, Tono, I like giving you more.
Not happening.
Put a little counter here every time we curse. But Merry Christmas to you guys. Tono,
starting now? So the cursing that I did before didn't count?
No, the cursing you just did is one.
No.
Yeah.
No, let's start now.
Okay.
Cool. I'm not cursing for the rest of the episode, so I don't have to actually do that.
Anyway, I just want to start off by saying, like, you know, Tono, how do you spend your Christmas? What do you have, like, a Christmas tradition?
With you. Doing this podcast.
Okay, but like other than doing this podcast with me, do you have any Christmas traditions, any sort of...
You know, most Christmas traditions happen last night, which is Noche Buena. That's usually when, like, the biggest...
That's if you're Hispanic.
Yeah. Well, you asked me what my traditions were.
Okay, but not everyone knows what Noche Buena is, Tono.
Noche Buena is Christmas Eve.
Yes.
But 24th. Hispanics call it good night. I just realized.
Yeah,
that.
It really is.
I just realized it is called good
just
night.
Just a good night. It is the day before Christmas, so Christmas Eve, you usually make really good food. A lot of people like to eat pork. Some people do this thing called a. Do you want to explain it?
Poquito?
No, that's alcohol. They have this giant box, and it's, I shit you not, called a caja china, which means Chinese box. Don't know why it's called that. I guess the box is.
It's because our ancestors.
We're racist. Anyway, we might get canceled. I saw a thing the other day that
no.
we...
Oh,
We might have actually gotten canceled.
Nah.
I don't think we got canceled because the grammar was incorrect. So
I don't think we got canceled because I don't think that a news website was going to use Times New Roman as their headline
or incorrect grammar.
Well, that was the icing on the cake. But Times New Roman.
Yeah, anyway, people like to make pork. They like to make drinks. They like to hang out with their family. So a lot of people usually do that.
It's everything that you usually do on Christmas Day.
But the day before.
But the day before without presents.
Yes. And then, so you don't have like a Christmas morning.
Well, tradition. You know, we used to have a Christmas morning tradition. We used to like wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning because I didn't like to be patient. And then we used to open up the presents and then everyone would just go back to sleep afterwards. But, you know, I'm an adult now and that doesn't happen anymore.
Yeah, that was a little dark.
Well,
you got a little dark, man.
It happens. Christmas, as I've gotten older, has gotten... Last Christmas...
You gave me your heart. But on the very next day, you gave it away. But this year... Okay. To save me from tears, you'll give it to someone special.
So
it's my favorite Christmas song, by the way. What's yours? Cool. Why do I feel like you're gonna be weird? You're gonna be like,
El burrito sabanero en camino a Belén.
I don't know what your favorite Christmas song.
En camino a Belén. What was I saying before you rudely interrupted me? Oh yeah, last Christmas was the worst Christmas of my life.
You want to elaborate, or you're just gonna? No, it was just ominously...
I was sad. I was lonely.
Well, then you guys—that's fair.
But then you guys came over.
Did we actually?
Yeah.
I don't remember coming.
I made an entire TikTok video last Christmas of like the text. You guys were like, "Oh yeah, I'm at like my family's house and whatever." And then it was the "So this is Christmas." And it was me folding clothes. That's how I spent my last Christmas. And then you guys came over at like 7:30 after everything was over. And you probably saved my life that day.
I got you, dog. I was harmonizing earlier with Half Spot Soph, our producer.
Nice.
And so we should start a band. Okay. What would our band be called?
Didn't we talk about this last episode?
I have an idea, but I can't say it on air.
You have to say it now.
Because it's a text that'll get you canceled.
Got it.
By the way, earlier, which reminded me.
Dino Nuggies.
Yes, earlier, which is why this reminded me of this. So as an adult, I made an adult breakfast, which is I didn't feel like cooking, so I air fried chicken tenders. That was my breakfast this morning. That and a nice hot cup of coffee. Right? One of my chicken tenders, which I should have saved the photo, one of my chicken tenders straight looked like a penis.
I think it is saved.
I didn't save it. Did you save
it? Damn it. That picture is gone.
Oh, she did respond. She said, and I missed an opportunity to call it. What was it called? Dick and tenders.
That's right.
That's not part of the counter. That's a story, so we don't count that as cursing.
Yeah,
obviously.
Okay, we have to have rules. If it appears in the Bible, it doesn't count.
So hell?
Hell and whore.
Whore appears.
Yes.
Oh, actually, that's fair. Which...
There's worse, apparently.
Speaking of the Bible.
Yes.
All right, and I promise I will not get as canceled with this.
It is Jesus' birthday.
But speaking of the Bible, so I have somehow gotten... on the TikTok of that new movie about the story of Mary and Joseph. And I don't know why the soundtrack goes as hard as it does.
Oh, the one with like
something
the...
about this girl makes me... I don't know what they put in that movie. The soundtrack kind of just slaps.
So I haven't seen it. The only thing I've seen... Antonio Banderas, isn't it? Yeah, that I've seen Antonio Banderas singing. And the only thing I've seen is that it was like Disney movies now. And it's...
Oh, and it's a Chris Pine.
It's a Chris Pine. And then, and then some random Christmas music movie. And it's Antonio Banderas fucking...
I really liked watching you reach over for the mug and realizing you didn't have the length to
No, it's that... I'm trying to put the mic in the correct place.
I also need to go to the movies again. You know when the last time I went to the movies was? See Ninja Turtles in August.
We come to the movies.
I don't come to this place anymore for magic. We come to AMC theaters to laugh. Which I have an idea, by the way, but I'll run it.
No.
Yeah.
I know exactly what the idea is.
But I think it's for season four.
It is.
It's for season four. I'm glad we have this. We have the same brain. By the way, guys, before I forget, because my Christmas tree reminded me, today's sponsor is by the Possum Lover Association and their president, Thalia Rodriguez Lopez. That is today's soon official to be sponsor.
Thalia Rodriguez Lopez.
Yes,
Bandon.
I was actually not Bandon, even kidding. I guess. Swear on Christmas. I was paid to say that. But you know what?
They are actual sponsors.
They are actual sponsors. We should get like a live possum on the podcast one day.
We'll just have Thalia back on the podcast.
But she's not a live possum.
Yes, she is.
She's our president.
No, but she is. No, but I want, like, she is a live possum.
Like, you know those, like, I've mentioned, you know how I have the YouTube channel? Like, they'll do, like, the interviews, but it's, like, celebrities with puppies? I want us to do that.
With possums.
But with possums.
That's a Patreon episode.
That's a Patreon episode. Yeah. Maybe in season 4.
Producer.
We can't see the screen.
We can't see the screen.
But I can kind of see the screen, which brings me to my first question, Tono. You know, we were talking about Christmas traditions.
Yes.
And all that. What kind of Christmas traditions that you want to keep going, or do you want to continue or
this
start
this episode every year?
Every year? Did you drop coffee on my carpet?
No, I dropped coffee on my hand.
Look it. Wow. There's that OnlyFans all you guys were asking for.
Yeah, I mean, I would like to do, you know what part of Christmas I hate? Gift giving.
Why?
I hate it.
Why?
Because it's like, it's so...
I'm about to call you the Grinch for the rest of the year, dog.
No, it's like the feeling of having to give gifts.
I love giving gifts.
And here's the thing. It's like, I always started so late. And this year, I had an actual excuse, but I always started so late, and then they never come in on time, and then I get always so stressed about it. So,
yeah, I mean, I'm the opposite. I love gift giving. I think it's cool. I think especially if it's like a gift that you know they're gonna like, and you like hype it up.
But that's the thing. Like, I give gifts throughout the year, so I always kind of like fuck myself over.
Nah.
Dang it.
Christmas is my counter. Now you have to work. That's one.
That's
one.
Two
on the screen.
I've said the same word twice.
Look at that. Yeah. I always knew out of the two of us I would curse less. Yeah, I mean, I like gift giving. I think it's a cool tradition.
I want to
keep the tradition that my family does.
What is
which
it?
Which is every Christmas morning, my mom makes pigs in a blanket. Which if you guys don't know what pigs in a blanket are, they're like little mini hot dogs with like breading around it. Fucking slap.
Damn it! Wait, that's...
That's three?
No, that was two.
You did it twice?
No, I said the F word, and then I said the D word.
Can we not do this?
We have Christmas. To. I'm trying to be a PG boy for Christmas because the spirit of Christmas.
Can we be the PG boys for New Year's?
The PG boys? We can't. We're the ball pit boys.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I like doing that. My mom likes to make French toast, and I want to continue that. I'm going to try making it this year, I guess later on.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I'm excited for that. I like that. I love gift giving. I mean, I'm really excited, like, eventually to, like, wrap gifts for, like, my children. Like, have it under the tree. Maybe, like, climb on
the
roof.
You're such a dad.
I want to climb on the roof. I want to climb on the roof and, like, make little, like, noises and pretend it's reindeers. Just like...
No, what's going to happen
is... But then I'm going to fall off the roof.
No, what's going to happen...
Knowing my luck.
What's going to happen is that you're going to be like, Tono, my son needs to believe in...
Oh, my son... Look at my son.
My son's going to need to believe in Santa, but he's going to know if I leave. So can you go onto my roof and make noise? And it's just going to be me on your roof going, boom, 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 shit!
And it'll be like, oh my God, Santa fell off the roof.
It's just the beginning of the Santa Claus movie.
We're just going to get like a local man injured in Santa costume on the news that day.
And then your son's going to come out and be like, why is Tio Tono Santa?
We're like, that's not Tio Tono. Tio Tono's still on a cruise.
So
he's doing his thing. Anyway.
So quickly, because of that, do you know what my nieces call me?
Disappointment.
Wow. Okay.
What do they call you?
So my brother... Love him. He just, you
but,
know, he really loves me.
But
he calls me shithead, and it's like
I won't count that one. That's part of the story.
Yeah, it's a term of endearment. But the thing is that my nieces obviously call me Theo, but because the phone, he obviously has Theo shithead on his phone.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. When I call him and it comes onto the speakers for his car, it goes, Dio Shathid.
Shathid?
So Shathid is now apparently my name. I am Tio Shathid.
I think today's episode will just be called Shathid Jones, the podcast. That's I. Can you stop? Can you stop?
No.
You lost your right to have a Santa hat. So I want to touch on this real quick because, you know, I'm me and you know, an episode. We need another. You know how we have the Trafficker's Law?
Yeah.
I need another one for what I'm about to talk about. So the Percy Jackson show came out. And
I'm just gonna leave for like five minutes.
I'm not gonna go into a full review. I'll do that at the end when the series is done. I really like the first two episodes, I will say that.
Nice.
There's a lot of people on TikTok that are making posts. Haven't read the books and they are in for it.
There is one.
They are in for it.
I did see one that was like, this person is like awesome.
Yeah, they were like, in a world full of boys, this person is a gentleman, and someone stitched and went, bestie.
Bestie.
And then there's another one with that same character where it's the song I just sang where it's Lin-Manuel Miranda because he's Hermes in the show.
Yeah.
And it's, look at my son. And then it's like, pride is not the... And someone just commented like, I don't think this audio was used in the correct format.
Oh, no.
But go watch a show, you know, if you like Percy Jackson.
I have to watch it.
It's pretty solid.
Nice.
Pretty solid. I will say the first episode felt a little weirdly paced.
Okay.
I will say that much, but other than that...
I heard him and Grover are like best friends already.
Well, I mean, they started off as best friends. Like, they knew each other at the beginning of the books.
No, that's right. I haven't read the books in a very long time.
I should just quiz you on Percy Jackson knowledge one day.
Do it. Anything past...
How many books are there in the original series?
Five.
Oh, you got that much.
Anything past those five? Not a chance.
What's Percy's death count?
Oh, like over 45,000. Yeah.
More.
45,000.
Did I say... I did say it in the last podcast. Oh, no. It wasn't the podcast with you. It was the podcast last with Anthony. Where I was like, they just recently canonically said that Percy can swim at Mach 5.
No, it was last podcast.
Oh, was it last podcast? Yes, that's just... That's just scary. But, you know, I thought of, by the way, a great segment for us to try out.
Am I going to hate this segment?
Oh, of course you're going to hate this segment. Because, although you're a little weird because you did this last segment. So, you know, a few months ago, I don't know why I said a few months ago, like 2 months ago during the Halloween season, we did Halloween Smasher Pass.
Oh, right? No.
And so in that same vein, right, I wanted to try this again. But this one I'm going to call Mistletoe or Mistle No. Give me credit. It's a good title.
I am unfathomably disappointed in
That's
you.
It's a big word for you.
No, it's
unfathomably?
Not. Unfathomably?
Unfathomably. Unfathomably. Can you spell that? Can you use it in a sentence?
Yes, I just did.
Spell it.
UN.
Uh-huh.
FATH.
Uh-huh.
OM.
Mm-hmm.
ABLY.
Yeah. You can do that, but you don't know which you're to send me on the correct day?
No. Here's the thing. It's not that I don't know which you're to use. It's that when I'm texting you, I don't give two flying about what you're I'm using.
No, I just don't think you know which one.
No. I know the difference between you're and you are. I'm not dumb.
You sent me a really nice long text the other day that I know you spent time thinking about, and you still use the incorrect
I want grammar. You to know that I cursed
like 12 times. Yes.
Yeah. I said that into my phone.
Oh.
I used the...
And it picked up the all caps? That's pretty impressive. Anyway, so right now...
I was yelling, I can't do this non-cursing thing, dude.
Anyway, so we're going to smash or pass Mistletoe or Mistle Now, some famous Christmas people right off the bat. Santa and Mrs. Claus.
Are they like a joint thing? Is this like a... Am I a unicorn situation over here?
I don't think it's
here?
A throuple. I think we're just Santa, period, Mrs. Claus, period. I'm going to say no to Santa because I had to fight him fist cuffs. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to say...
I'm going to say yes to Santa if he looks like Anthony.
I'm going to say no to Mrs. Claus as well. Because
I'm going to say yes to Mrs. Claus.
You're going
to
say yes
whore.
To Mrs. Claus? Okay. Jack Frost.
Here's the reason I'm saying yes to Mrs. Claus.
Okay.
You know, I'm not saying anything bad about Santa, but like, he strikes me as like a absent husband.
I mean, he is a busy man. He is a busy man. Then again, he only really works in December.
Right, but like, think about how like into yourself you have to be that you keep this like generational thing going where you deliver Christmases. Right? Deliver presents to everyone on one night. Like,
Man's hustling. I respect it.
No, but like,
I respect the grind.
Also, how does he make a living? Right? Mrs. Claus needs to be provided for. All right? And listen.
And you're saying you can be the person that
no,
can
no,
provide
no,
for
I'm
her.
Not saying I can provide for her. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying that Santa's sweatshops, she probably doesn't feel good about them. Cause that's what they are. They're sweatshops. Mm. He has enslaved Oompa Loompas. Everyone has a problem with Willy Wonka. No one has a problem with Santa. I'm just realizing now.
Is Willy Wonka just Santa?
Santa, yes!
Wow.
Willy Wonka is just Santa.
Oh my God.
But for chocolate.
Timothy Chardonnay is
Chalamet.
I like saying Chardonnay.
Okay.
I like. It's the same thing when people say Benedict Crinkle Fries. You haven't heard them? The different many ways to say Benedict Cumberbatch's last name.
All right, so mistletoe or mistletoe? Jack Frost.
I'll say yeah. Jack Frost got some cool ice powers. I've always liked ice powers.
Yeah. Are we talking about the one from the Guardians movie?
I'm pretty sure the one from the Guardian movies is like a teenager. So I'm gonna say no to that one.
Okay.
But if it's like an older Jack Frost that's got ice powers, I like ice powers.
Well,
fun fact:
if he's
growing
an eternal
up,
being.
Growing up, my favorite X-Men was Iceman.
Was it?
I like ice powers.
That's a based opinion.
Do you not remember like when we first started playing D&D? D&D character was
you've always wanted to be an ice
dragon.
No, but you've always wanted to be like an iced archer. When we were playing Monster Hunter, you were just the archer.
Yeah.
I don't know why you never play an archer.
Because archers in D&D are.
Yeah, they are.
Depends the route you go.
What's her name? Well, I can't believe I forgot her name.
Vex?
Vex was a
fair
menace.
Fair. We gotta bring it to the next one. Mm-hmm.
Tana is a menace.
Tana's broken for different reasons.
No, Tana's broken because I gave her dope bows.
Yeah.
But like, that's about fun.
I
okay.
do like archers.
All right, who's next?
You're a mean one.
Oh, Mr. 100%.
Grinch. I knew you were going to say yes to this.
Mistletoe,
You crazy.
He has a heart that's three times bigger.
You could hang out with his dog.
Yeah, exactly.
His dog? Why are you laughing? So the next I'm saying no to the Grinch as well.
I'm saying yes to the Grinch.
All right, the next one is just elves.
No. But I want you guys to know
just
what
elves.
I just experienced. So I'm looking at Evan, and our producer's off in the corner, and just to take down the thing, you can probably see it through the little mirror that I hate more than anything in this set.
I'm sorry that I like aesthetics in my home.
You don't like it. Thalia does.
I like the aesthetic, too. I like the little mirror.
Okay, so Half Squat, our producer, is writing things in the corner, and so I'm staring at you, and then my eyes go to her, and she looks so guilty.
So,
and then I look, and it just says
so
elves.
So here's my thing. If it's like Lord of the Ring elves, absolutely. But ooh. I know it's not Lord of the Ring elves. It's Santa's Little Helpers. And
Santa's Little Sweatshop.
And I'm going to say, I don't know. I'm going to say no. But although they are hard workers.
They deserve love, too.
They do deserve love. But I'm
you
a
know what
scared.
Type of OnlyFans you can make with them?
With elves?
I'm a horrible person.
I'm gonna say no. A snowman.
I'm gonna say no as well. By the way, that, I,
a snow no. a snow a snowman a snow person. You know what? Why not?
I mean, like, I don't want frostbite on my like, penis.
Why you go straight to that?
Because like.
Also, they spelled Rudolph wrong.
Rodolfo. So the next one's Rudolph.
Mistle no for Rudolph too.
That's bestiality.
Rudolph's kind of annoying.
Rudolph is the original Make-A-Wish child.
Rudolph is a pick-me.
Yes.
No one would ever want me to hold the sleigh. No one, and also... Why would they make fun of Rudolph for his red nose? I feel like it's incredibly versatile and useful.
You know, I'm not gonna say anything to that storyline because I kind of dig it in another piece of media that we like.
But what piece of media do you like with Rudolph?
And it's not with Rudolph. It's with another type of deer, reindeer thing that has a different colored nose and was bullied because of it.
So like Rudolph the blue-nosed reindeer?
Yeah.
I don't know what you're referencing.
Chopper has a blue nose.
Oh,
dude.
Chopper. But Chopper's not... Chopper was bullied because he could walk.
No, Chopper was bullied because he had a blue
Chopper
nose.
Chopper was bullied because he had a blue nose? Dude, I'm so... I forgot
oh
all about
God.
Chopper lore.
Fake fan.
Jesus.
Fake One Piece.
Okay, Jesus.
I mean,
he could turn water into wine.
Dude, he could turn things into a fish and bread.
Yeah, like
he's a provider. He could walk on water.
He was also a carpenter.
Exactly.
He was a carpenter.
He's probably daddy as
he can make things, right? And I mean,
and he died for our sins. I mean, there's not really. And happy birthday, by the way.
Happy
Jesus.
Birthday. And like, you know, I feel like he's a loving man.
Yeah. I say yay, but he definitely...
This is just both of us.
But he had a wife already.
This is also us just both going to religious schools our whole life. I mean, like, we got to date
Jesus.
That's
called religious trauma.
Santa, specifically from Guardians.
Oh, 100%.
Honestly,
yes.
All of the characters
from
that movie.
Daddy Santa?
Yeah, Santa from the Guardians
Daddy
movies?
Santa? Oh.
He wasn't... Oh, actually, wait, I don't know about that.
He was Daddy Santa.
I think he was voiced by Alec Baldwin.
Oh.
I think. I feel like I'm not... No, was it Hugh Jackman? No, Hugh Jackman was a rabbit.
No, it was not Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman was a rabbit, which I think was funny. They just made the rabbit Australian.
That's racist.
Well, how is that racist?
I don't know.
How is making the Australian racist? He was. I was right. Evan's always right. And Chris Pine was Jack Frost. I knew that also. Did forget that Jude Law was the villain, but, you know.
Look at Daddy Santa.
I love, yeah, they made Santa pretty, they just made him like this cool, like, tattooed Russian, like, guy, and I kind of like
You know what I have a problem with?
You have a problem with a lot of things.
No.
All right, what do you have a problem
with?
The
naughty and nice list.
Why do you have a problem with,
because
I think it works.
Why?
Because, like, why would we reward bad people?
But, like, why would we?
Do you think Hitler deserved to be on the nice list?
No. But do you think that it's fair to tell children that if they misbehave once, that they're going to go on the
I don't think
naughty
it's
list and cause
once.
Enough trauma to them? That
I think there's a lot more criteria to being on the naughty
list.
Oh,
my God.
But, you know, like, we shouldn't... If it's once, I don't think they should be on the naughty list. But, like...
Okay, our producer is wildin'.
Why?
The next one is sentient Christmas tree. That's a different type of pine you can get by.
Sentient Christmas tree. Like, it's just like a normal Christmas tree.
It's like
that
it's like a Trent from
D&D. Are they
D&D.
Like shaped like a
it's,
man
no,
or a
it's
woman.
Like a Trent from D&D.
I'm gonna...
It's like boo-boo.
I'm gonna say no. I don't like splinters.
That's a good idea.
Right? Like...
Yeah.
Just imagine like trying to kiss a tree and then you just...
Yeah.
Yeah, this has been Mistletoe or Mistleknow. Let
this
us know how
feral
you guys are. Also, let us know how your Christmas went. That's your question of the day. Let us know
how was your
what
Christmas?
You guys got. Let us know
okay,
how
that's
it
a lot.
Went.
That's a lot of... You... Just tell us how your Christmas went.
No,
that's
I
it.
Believe in them. They can multitask.
How many answers to your questions of the day have you gotten?
A lot, actually. Why? You don't have faith in our audience?
No, I have faith in our audience.
Maybe this was why Santa kidnapped you.
No, Santa kidnapped me because I needed rest and I didn't get enough rest.
So your logic to needing rest was to get kidnapped and thrown in a closet?
No, that wasn't my logic. That was Santa's logic.
Okay.
That's the sigh of disappointment.
Also,
yes.
Logistically speaking, I know you're a man of logistics.
Yes,
and
I am.
Logic.
I do. Yeah. It's not possible.
Like,
it's not possible.
How does it work?
It's not possible.
So, I've just always had questions on how Santa delivers presents year round, not year round, across the entire world.
So, here's the thing. Now he can fly, so that's fair, right?
Well, he can't fly. His reindeer.
Okay, his reindeers can fly. His reindeers can fly. Okay. And just hear me out here.
I'm always hearing you.
It took me 12 hours.
Mm-hmm.
To get from Finland.
You went to Finland?
Yes, I went to
Finland.
Nice. To Miami. 12 hours. To get from Finland to Miami. Now, this motherfucker's stopping at every single house because whether they're naughty or they're nice, right? He's stopping there. Now, if they're naughty, he just drops coal at them, which is kind of a dick move if you ask me.
What if we've gotten it all wrong our what? Entire lives.
What if it's the elves?
What if Santa can teleport?
What if Santa's dead?
That'd be kind of mean.
What if... Mean?
Yeah.
Why?
It's like, he provides such joy and love for people.
But what if Santa died, and then big Christmas needed to...
Big Christmas? Big Chungus?
No, like big Chungus. Like big capitalism, like... You know what I mean? Like big pharma. Like big Christmas was like, well, we can't lose our mascot. And then they've just been...
What if Santa...
They've just been, like, not paying their workers, meaning the elves, to do the same thing Santa did in the night.
I can throw you one even
better. And
then
they called it Amazon.
I can throw you one even better, which great theory. I like that your brain works like that.
Jeff Bezos, I see you, motherfucker.
I can throw one even more at you. But what if Christmas is truly, truly,
truly
the friends that we made along the way? Like Frosty the Snowman.
Well, here's the thing.
Played by Jason Momoa.
Here's the thing.
The Grinch.
But just the friends. Isn't Christmas Jesus? What if it's the friend we made along the way?
Just the one friend?
The single
that
one.
We would both...
That died for our sins.
That we would both date. Delicious war! What's your favorite Christmas song of all time? Did I ask you this already?
No.
Can you answer it?
No.
Why? You're being a real... Ebenezer Scrooge right now.
Okay, listen. Ebenezer Scrooge is not a villain.
Ebenezer Scrooge is 100% a villain.
No, he's not!
Donald.
Yeah?
Donald. I see the kind of person that you are right now.
So what you're saying is that Ebenezer Scrooge...
He's...
Oh, wait. No. What you're saying is Ebenezer Scrooge is a villain, but he not only was completely shown the errors in his ways, but then he took those errors. He learned from his mistakes, and he saved a child's life.
I'm saving... Well, little Timmy died.
No, little Timmy lives.
No, in the original story, little Timmy dies.
All right, but that's not Ebenezer Scrooge's
fault. I'm saying Ebenezer Scrooge
little
in the
Little Timmy
beginning.
Died because little Timmy was a little bitch.
I'm saying, and that's another curse one. Done.
Yeah.
Little Timmy died. I also think that in the beginning he was... Do I think by the end of the story he
okay,
learned
from
his...
Okay, but then he can't be a villain. He is
he
just...
He was a villain. How
no,
about
he
that?
Was not the villain.
He was a villain.
No, he was not the villain. He was a misguided man who learned from his mistakes.
Are you saying he's just a man?
Yeah.
Who's trying to go home?
Well, no, he was home.
Even after all the years away from what he's known?
Listen, we haven't gotten a new album in a year of that, and it's hurting
Well,
me.
It comes out today, so... I've told you this.
No,
you
didn't.
Don't pay attention to me.
Today?
No, yeah, it comes out on Christmas Day. So you can listen to it later.
Cool. So after this...
Donald's going to go hard on that
George
ethic.
Hernan Rivera's.
Jorge.
Hernan Rivera's.
Jorge Rivera Herans.
Jorge Rivera
Which, by the
Hernan.
Way, we've come full
I
circle.
I somehow got every
Which,
version
by the
of
way,
his name wrong.
We've come full circle because you corrected me in the beginning of the
I
year.
Did.
And now, and
yeah,
now
I
we're...
Did.
What Christmas movies do you like, by the way?
That was a hard right turn.
Well, I'm trying to keep us on the Christmas theme because if we go into Epic, we're going to just talk about Epic for like 30 minutes.
But here's my theory. Epic is...
Epic.
A Christmas epic.
A man who's just trying to go home.
Exactly.
But actually, I don't think that works because it's
and
the Greek
halfway
gods.
Through?
It's the Greek gods,
uh-huh,
which are
uh-huh.
completely different from like actual Jesus.
I understand that, but it's not about Jesus.
Jeebus?
It's about Santa picking his ass up and taking him home.
No one takes him home.
I know.
Poseidon kind of
fucks him.
That's another one. Adds to the counter.
I'm not putting the
Add
counter
it to
up.
The counter.
I'm not putting the counter
then
up.
You're not committed.
I am committed.
You're only
committed
to the 51
to
episodes.
I have edited every
Todo.
Single episode
Todo.
Except three.
Todo. Give me Christmas movies that you like.
Christmas movies.
Christmas movie.
I like the Grinch.
Christmas. The Grinch is which one?
I like the original Grinch with help
me cartoon.
Nope.
Jim Carrey.
Yep.
That's not the original.
That's the original to me.
Okay.
Okay.
I like that one too.
I like Die Hard.
A little risque. Die Hard's a great Christmas movie.
I love The Nightmare Before Christmas.
That's a Halloween
it's
movie.
It's a Christmas movie.
Halloween
it's Christmas
movie.
In the name, so it's a Christmas
I like,
movie.
I think this one's underrated. I used to watch a lot the Christmas Story.
I've never watched it.
Never watched a Christmas. You'll shoot your eye out.
Nope.
And then they have like a lamp. It's like a woman's leg with fishnets.
Nope.
You ever watched it?
Nope.
It's a pretty good movie.
I like The Sound of Music.
Is that considered?
I have no clue. Sure. I watch it during Christmas with my mom every single
Home
year.
Alone.
Oh, that's a tradition I'd like to keep alive.
Watching
Sound of Music with my mom.
That's cute.
And if I can do that with my children, that'd be nice. What other Christmas movies are there?
All the stop motion ones, like the cartoon Frosty
those
and Snowman.
Ones are freaking terrifying.
Look at you learning how to stop.
Those are freaking terrifying.
Yeah, the Rudolph ones.
No, Rudolph is the worst.
So the Jack Frost one, that one has a creepy audio. The I'm Mr.
White Christmas.
Yeah, that one. That's pretty. That's pretty creepy. I like the Grinch movies. What's this one?
Why are you hitting me?
A Christmas Carol. We talked about it earlier. Ebenezer Scrooge.
Oh, yeah, pretty good.
Last year they had one.
Which Christmas Carol?
The one with Jim Carrey.
Oh.
They have a lot of
Jim
Carrey.
That's the second best one.
What's your favorite one?
The Christmas Carol, the one with Ebenezer Scrooge, right?
Yeah.
The Muppet one.
Oh, that
one's the
Muppet
best
Christmas?
One. The Muppet Christmas is
Muppet
the best
Christmas
one.
Is pretty good.
There's another one. The original Mickey Mouse Christmas.
The Night Before Christmas that I've talked about the last like three episodes. I know what you're talking about. The one that had the like different stories.
It had like the three different stories.
Yeah,
yeah,
which
yeah,
one
yeah,
was
yeah,
about
yeah.
Mickey like sold like his watch that he wanted.
Yeah.
And then Minnie sold her thing and they realized that they got the bread. And then Donald and
His nephews.
Those were
the same Christmas.
Those
and
were,
I don't remember
pretty,
the third
those
one.
Were pretty solid.
The third one was the one that they play like the piano all together at the end. No.
That's the Donald Duck one.
The one with Goofy.
Goofy and his son.
Yeah.
Also, I'm really surprised that I haven't been scooped up yet. How'd I go to Santa's workshop?
No, I think he gave you and Half Squat Sofa
a year off.
Yeah, I think it's because you guys are supposed to have like they bought you your tickets on American Airlines, but
Polar Express. I also like Polar Express.
It's a creepy movie.
Why is it a creepy movie?
Have you ever watched it? Like recently?
Yeah, I have watched
recently.
It. That's why. Yeah, what?
Recently.
Yes.
CGI is terrifying.
Okay, it was from like 2002.
I understand that,
dog.
But it's terrifying.
I'm also pretty sure it was Josh Hutcherson, America's Favorite White
Boy.
Fact checked. Polar Express. Watch. I'm going to be right.
I bet
I'm
you it was Chris
right.
Pine.
No, Tom Hanks was in it, though.
Yeah, he was the
was
conductor.
The guy who looked like the guy from... What's it called? Tom Hanks was everyone? No, he couldn't have been the little boy.
Tom Hanks was everyone?
There's no way he was a little boy. There's no way.
He was.
There's no. Go
Tom
back.
Tom Hanks was
go
everyone.
Back. There's no way Tom Hanks was the little boy. Go back. Go find a different thing. Find a different thing. There's no way. I refuse to believe that Tom Hanks was the voice of a little boy.
I am so happy you're wrong. It wasn't Josh Hutcherson.
I'm pretty sure there's no way.
Nope, you're wrong.
There's no way.
You're super wrong.
There's no way.
How does it feel? How does it feel to be wrong about this? How does
it
feel to be wrong about this? How does it feel that for the first time ever you are wrong? He is wrong. How does it feel?
I don't know. Probably how you feel all the time.
Oh, there's a picture of Josh Hutcherson there.
Oh, look. Look at that.
Was he Josh Hutcherson? What is happening? Why are there so many conflicting results? Is Josh Hutcherson in the new Polar Express? Because I know they're making a new one.
We need a new
Polar Express.
Yes. Polar Express?
Come on, dude. This is the era of.
Okay.
Remix.
So I was right, by the way. Because guess what? Josh Hutcherson did the fucking voice, the motion capture. So fuck you.
But who did the voice?
I'm getting to it.
I think Tom Hanks did the motion capture.
Junie from Spy Kids was the voice.
So you're wrong.
Yeah, but Josh Hutcherson was the boy, so technically am I wrong?
Yes, because
no.
Tom Hanks was the boy.
No, Tom Hanks
was
the
boy.
Man.
Nope,
and
Tom
Santa,
Hanks was the boy.
Definitely not the little black girl. I don't think Tom Hanks was her either.
Your Cuban is showing.
No,
yes.
It's not. Want to see my Cuban show right now?
Nope.
Ready?
Nope.
Oye.
I knew it. You have three.
Tom Hanks did not. Scroll down. There's
okay.
no way.
Okay.
I refuse.
I refuse. I am done with this segment.
No,
we're moving
I'm not,
on.
I'm not over this.
I am done with this segment. We're moving on.
You play the conductor.
I am.
No. It says it right there. Spy Kids actor does voice the hero.
Okay, cool, 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 cool. You were still wrong. It's not Josh Hutcherson. Can we please move on?
Name me three roles Tom Hanks has done.
Sure. Castaway. Woody. Polar Express.
You sit on a throne of lies.
Ah! Fuck you. Who would be Santa's workshop?
I already said this.
You. Half squad.
I think you should be in Santa's workshop.
No, I'd probably be the one whipping them. Let's be honest. I've gotten horrified
looks. Editor, thought I'll cut that. What is the true meaning of Christmas?
The gifts we made along the way.
You hate giving gifts.
I know. I don't hate giving gifts. I hate the like necessity to like give a gift and like it's so elevated, right? Because when you give gifts for other things, like when you give it for their birthday or when you give it for like, what are the other gift giving holidays?
Christmas,
no, just their
Valentine's,
birthday. Valentine's, birthdays. Right? There's a little bit of sentimental, but like
you could,
for Christmas,
on Halloween,
for Christmas,
weird.
It's weird because you like it's not a sentimental holiday. It's you're giving a gift for the sake of giving a gift, but you want it to mean something, and so you're stuck in this like in between of do I get a gift that's functional or do I get a gift that's sentimental?
You just get a
and
gift.
I hate that.
You just get a gift.
No, because here's the gift. Thing. You know me. I'm bougie as fuck.
Do I? I don't know anything anymore. Because apparently, you know, I don't know anything about the Polar Express.
You don't, and it's okay. It's okay to
I'm,
not
I'm
know
I'm just
something.
A man, and I'm dumb. Dalia's smarter than me, so what would I know?
I feel like this has been a conversation that has happened in this house, and I don't think that I am in the...
You are involved in this conversation.
Was I?
Yeah. Do you think you're smarter than me, too?
No.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think you're smarter than me.
I don't.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why?
Because... There's you have the ability to quickly come up with things that I don't.
That's not...
You're clever.
That's
you're,
not smartness. That's okay. Creativity. That's different.
Creativity...
I'm not talking about intelligence.
Creativity is a subsection of intelligence. If you're not intelligent, there's only a limit to your creativity.
What do you have against Jesus?
What is the Christmas spirit to you? Not Jesus. Canonically, Jesus was born in the summer anyway.
Asquatso is just really trying to get us to talk about Jesus.
No, I think it's just she's going to show this segment. I've chosen peace.
By the way, I would very
I've
much
chosen peace.
Like to also dedicate a very, very special Christmas.
To whom?
To Juan.
To Juan.
To Juan.
Juan, Feliz Navidad, hombre.
We love you. We love your son. Your whole family, honestly. Even
everything.
Coco. Even Coco. Even Coco.
Wait, Coco's the best.
No,
Coco's Dalia's
dog. Sunny. Even Sunny.
We love Sunny.
We love.
But not as much as we love you, Juan.
That is true.
Are
you ready?
For what? I know you don't have questions of the day.
I do have questions of the day. Ready?
How do you have questions
I'm
of the day?
For Jingle Bells, I'll do it for Jingle Bells. Ready? Right. Questions of the day. Questions of the day. All right, I do have, but why do you, this is like my main job. Why
I know.
Do you think I don't have questions of
so
the day?
So if your main job is for questions of the day, what's my main job? Just
you,
to appear?
If you guys can quickly send me questions of the day, I'd be right now. Just right now.
So what do you think the question of the day? I want to know if you actually look at my post when I do questions of the day.
Your question of the day is what do you want what do you want from Nerd Slice for Christmas?
Holy shit, right? Noche Buenas to... It's like
yesterday.
Holy shit, bro.
It was yesterday.
I didn't process like
it
how
was
time works. That's wild.
It was yesterday.
So I asked you guys.
He completely destroys the whole fucking...
I don't destroy anything. The only thing I destroy is my intelligence because apparently I'm dumb.
Okay. No. Stop.
So I asked...
What happens? When did this conversation come up? I have to have a conversation with Dalia?
Don't worry about it. So I asked you guys, what can the Nerd Slice podcast give you as a Christmas gift this year? Because, you know, today's Christmas. Everyone's, getting presents. And I want to know. We asked you guys what you could give to us. But I want to know what we could give to you. And so you guys gave us some answers, right? This first one here from my mother, and it's just a bunch of hearts.
We love you.
A mother's love.
We love you.
A mother's love.
The OG.
Which is why Loki gets so much love from you, his mother.
I'm Loki's mother?
Yeah.
I don't think I'm Loki's parent. I think I'm just Loki's...
like his bro?
Existence, yeah. Like, I think he's just like, I've accepted that you exist and I have to love something in this universe, and so you just happen to be it. But I think that if I were to... So I came back from Hawaii, and like I walked into the room and Loki legitimately looked at me and went, cool, and walked out. What a motherfucker! Okay, what's the next one?
It's, yeah.
Nope.
Yes.
Nope.
Yes.
Nope.
This next one here from Anonymous, going, lessening my sense of existential dread for an hour at a time. I feel like we could do that, maybe. I feel like you listening to this podcast can lessen existential dread. I feel like hanging out with us could provide less existential dread. Do you have any comments for this one?
No.
You're pleading the fifth?
I plead the fifth.
This next one here from V. Mogertoff, which is going to be on our episode. So
our next episode, yes.
Hope you guys look forward to that.
Look out for Wednesday.
The gift of another year 52 podcast. I'll do you one better. We're going to do even more podcasts than
okay,
that.
I promise you right now, we'll do
130 podcasts next year.
Nope, I am here as the VP saying that that is not something he can promise.
52 times 2, 104. We're going to do 104 podcasts.
No.
We are going to give you guys more. We'll figure out. Maybe you guys can help us come up with a cool name for it. I already have
some
ideas in the brain.
Well, we are actually going to be having our new 52 celebration and end on January 3rd. We're going to be releasing an episode on New Year's Eve, on New Year's, and then our final celebration of the new 52 January 3rd.
Donald's going
to
be at his computer for a very long time.
Yeah, but we're going to be releasing our new 52 end and our season 4 beginning on January 3rd, so look out for that.
Woo-hoo. Yeah, I just processed how much work you have to do. Good luck. I'll bring you some cool people. Next one here from Biweta.
Juan Son.
The greatest man, his son. The greatest father Diwetha
ever had.
Could have.
Okay. What does he want?
Evan in a Santa's outfit.
I also want that, please.
But if you buy it for me, I'll wear it.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah, go to that Amazon. Go to that Amazon, try to order things last minute on Christmas Day. See how that works.
Well, if Santa can do it, then Amazon definitely can.
Well, you and I are going to be enemies for a while because this next one here from Mikey B. Evan versus Donald Smash Bros. Battle. I would rock you so hard, bro.
I'll PK fire you until
PK fire? Yeah. Donald, do you remember what happened the last time we played Smash Bros?
Yeah, because there was a third person there.
There was no third person.
There was a third person. No, the third person was David. We have a clip.
Well, Dave... No, bro, that's... You want to see another, which I think is on David's channel.
It is.
Yeah. It was me, Donald, and David, and David fucking spiked me into the ground.
So he spiked him into the ground. I spiked David into the ground, and then you came back and spiked me into the ground.
Yeah.
And it was like a 1-2-3 thing, and then we all just died.
But yeah, I mean, we could do Smash Bros. If you don't really want to see me bully you.
Sure, that can be one of our special episodes for 104.
Is that what you're gonna do? You're gonna play?
I'll play Ness, but I have a special like
it's Pichu.
It's not Pichu.
It's Pichu.
It's not Pichu.
That's what we used to play when we were kids.
No, Pichu's a little.
Pichu's pretty good.
No.
Section here from Aesthetica. Your social
you're
security
play, you're
network.
Gonna play Sora.
I actually haven't played Sora in such a long time.
Okay, what? Your social security number?
Oh, yeah, Sadika says your social security number and credit card info.
Okay.
Yeah, I got you. It's... What are you saying at the bottom?
Where's my wallet? My wallet's supposed to be on the back of my phone. It's not there.
Merry Christmas.
My wallet's gone.
This next one here from Half Squat Soap, a raise. You're funny.
I'll give you a dollar.
Permission for the sister channel. You know what? On this very special Nerd Slice Christmas episode, I give Half Squat Soap and Thalia permission to create a subsequent sister channel.
How about
to the Nerd Slice?
How about not a sister channel, but a
subsidiary?
A separate series on the Nerd Slice, because posting on many channels, seems like.
Well, no, that's why I said they're like.
Yeah, but like they can just post on the Nerdslide channel to call it a different series. What is it going to be called? Wine Mamas?
The wine line. Oh, that's a.
So what it's going to be is it's going to be Talia and Half Squad Sov having wine. And then halfway through the episodes, Half Squad Sov's going to have an existential crisis and Talia is going to be trying to save
her. Since they have the wine line, I say we tackle it and we do our own.
Why? They're a subsidiary of us.
We're going to have a subsidiary of a subsidiary called the Beer Boys.
I'd rather appear on the wine line.
You're an asshole. I'll have David on for the beer boy.
That's
David
fine.
Doesn't even like beer. Who likes beer? Who likes beer?
Half squads. So what it's going to be is Half Squad Sof and you.
Tony
half
likes
squad
beer.
Sof and you.
Tony the, likes beer.
On the beer bros. And then I'll
beer.
Be in the wine line with Talia. I like this.
It's going to be me and Half Squad Sof arguing. She's going to be like, I want Talia.
That's very true. That's very true. We don't need to say Half Squad Sof anymore. You know that.
Because she's our producer?
Yeah, I mean, sure. But like at the same time, I never knew why we would use their handles.
Give me a drum roll.
Her name is Sophie.
No. Give me a drum roll.
She appeared on one of our episodes, and I called her Sophie
Half
like 30
Sof's
times.
Half Squad Sof's real name is...
And I also bit her finger, so...
Balthasar Fo Falthasar.
Balthasar.
No,
the third.
Wrong.
Junior.
Twice removed from their father's side.
You know? That band.
Thank you guys so much for
coming
to
Merry
this very
Christmas.
Special Christmas episode. Once again, we'll get into it, but we are eternally grateful for you guys. It has been quite a year.
What's more than eternally?
We will go into that.
Oh.
Please stop.
Oh.
We will go into our thanks and our congratulations later on, but have a great Christmas. Hope you guys spend it with loved ones, and we will catch you guys on the very next special episode.
We'll see you guys on Wednesday for our Vicky episode that we've been teasing the whole time. Thank you so much, and we'll see you guys next time.